Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here. Getaway Friday, December the 3rd, 2021. First Friday in the month of December. 17 minutes past the hour. What a morning it has been. Didn't plan on the news coverage this morning, but that's the way it is. Have a lot of housekeeping here to do, and then we'll get to some other things on the plate, on the table this morning, on our plate this morning. Do want to update the Geraldo Journal very quickly because we did not get a chance to do that yesterday because we spent a great morning with Mike McGinnis. Let's see here. 12-2, did not hear from Geraldo. 12-3, did not hear from Geraldo. So that's where we are right now with the Geraldo Journal. And we can put that away for the day. Okay. Christmas cards. Now, somebody... I cannot blame anybody, but you know, we get the Christmas cards here in the mail, and somebody had set them on the guest table, and somehow they got slid way up under some cords and things, so we had two cards here that I really don't know how long they've been here, so I want to read them this morning. We always appreciate the Christmas cards here at the station, and remember, if you send us a Christmas card to WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, we will read your card on the air and post it here in the studio. And if you put your return address in the card or on the envelope, we will send you a card back. Okay, got a great card here with a wreath on it. Very nice wreath. It says, Merry Christmas. And inside it says, wishing you plenty of warmth and wonder this Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all. Kevin Griffith. Kevin, thank you so much for the card. Then we have another card here. I really like this card. It's got Santa Claus on the front, and he's putting presents under the tree, and there's a nice Christmas tree and a nice warm fire. And it says, Merry Christmas. And we open it up, and it's got the same picture of Santa Claus inside. And it says, WWGH, heartfelt greetings and best wishes at Christmas and throughout the year, Trish Franklin. So we thank Trish, and we thank Kevin. Thank you so much, and we will get you a card out and get the cards posted here in the studio. Now, I do have to make a confession. Last year, all of you who got Christmas cards from the station probably got them the week of Christmas because I was late in getting the cards out. But I'm going to try to do better this year. As soon as we get a few more cards in, I'm going to send your cards out so you can display them in your homes. We did get the first celebrity card of the season, and I've been getting a card from this person for Christmas. I don't know how many Christmases now, but it's always great. And this year, there's a candle in a... I don't know. What do you call those things? It's not a candle holder, but you see them at Christmas. It's like a box, a glass casing that the candle's in. It's one of those, and it's got snowflakes falling, and it looks kind of three-dimensional. It says, The Joy of Christmas. And on the inside, it says, This is the golden opportunity to experience the warmth of His light this Christmas and carry it within throughout the year to come. And it's the amazing Kreskin. So I thank the amazing Kreskin for his Christmas card. He's always very good at getting those out to us. So again, if you want to send us a card, 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, put your return address in the card, and we will display it, read it on the air, and get you a card back in the mail. Okay. What else do we need to talk about here this morning? We did the cards. Oh, want to say, I went Christmas. I was getting a little nervous because it was getting to be December, and I had not bought anything. I had not bought one Christmas gift. And you know, the days are just dwindling down at this point. You know, December 3rd, we've only got 22 days until Christmas. And I was getting a little nervous. So last night, I went over to Ontario, Mansfield, with Angie. And we did some shopping. And I feel so much better about the holiday season now because I was able to find so many gifts. I spent way too much money. I know I did that, but we all do that this time of year. But I even got those gifts that you get for people who you don't know are going to get you a gift. You get like five of these things, and you keep them under the tree wrapped, and that way if somebody gets you a gift and you didn't expect them to get you a gift, you can still give them something. And it's a really neat gift this year, and I can't tell anybody what it is, but because I might be somebody on listening who would get that gift, and I don't want them to know that it was just kind of a last minute under the tree gift. But I even got those last night in Ontario, so only a few gifts left to buy now, so I feel real good now. I gotta wrap them, so that's a whole nother mess. One of the great things about going to Ontario, going to Fazoli's. I had not been to Fazoli's in a while. Got to go to Fazoli's last night on a Thursday night, usually something I only get to do on the weekend. Went to Fazoli's, had a great meatball sub, and the most delicious breadsticks I've ever eaten are at Fazoli's with marinara sauce. So that was worth the trip in and of itself to go to Fazoli's last night. So Fazoli's during the Christmas season, and got some shopping done. Okay, what else did I want to mention? Okay, Bob Bender. I want to thank Bob again for coming on in hour number one to talk about Christmas at the Palace. Bob is just a great, great guy. I've always liked Bob, always had a good relationship with Bob. He was a tremendous, tremendous broadcaster and a tremendous teacher of journalism at Harding High School. So, Bob, thanks for coming on, and break a leg tonight at the Palace. We got a call yesterday. It was somebody who I think works third shift who said they listened to the station overnight, which, you know, I guess a lot of people do, which is why we do the repeats. But they listened to the station overnight, and they had a comment about the River Valley book and the author, James Van Curen, who we had on the other day talking about the River Valley scare. They were going to call back in this morning, so if that person's listening, give us a call. I'm not exactly sure even who it was, but if they're out there listening, or if you want to talk about the River Valley cancer scare or the book that we featured the other morning, I think Wednesday morning, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, what is there to say about the Warner case, which continues on and on and on? I want to thank Ray Grogan for coming on last hour, very short notice this morning, about 45 minutes notice, and discussing that case with us. You know, a lot of people are unhappy. People sent me that story this morning. People sent me that story last night. People were messaging me. That is a very interesting case because unlike other things that have gone on in the community, it seems as if that really is getting under people's nerves. And I just wanted to have Ray come on this morning and explain exactly what was happening, because I think that's important to know. Now, as we have it now, the Supreme Court has not accepted the case. They are ruling on if a bond should be granted for the Warners to stay at home. And I guess at that point, they will rule on if they are going to take this case. We don't know what's going to happen there, and we'll keep you abreast as time goes on. It is interesting to me, though, that one of the few places I saw that reported this morning in legitimate media was WSYX. And I always wonder, who is sending the information down to them? Because I know that WSYX is not keeping a close eye on the Warner case. So the fact that they're reporting on it means somebody is sending them information. And obviously sending it to them very quick. And I'm not saying they shouldn't report on it. I'm not giving any opinion on that. But I always wonder, that takes a very unique person to try to be, what did they used to call those, pot stirrers? That I understand why you would alert the local media, because it's a very local story. But to alert the Columbus media, it almost seems to me like you're trying to cause trouble. And it certainly doesn't shine a positive light on Marion. You know, we get so much flack anytime we say something negative about Marion. It's kind of interesting that nobody cares when somebody anonymously calls the Columbus television stations and gives them information like that, and they spread it all over pretty much central Ohio. I think that does quite a bit more damage than we could ever do to Marion, but that's the way it goes, I guess. So, wanted to talk about that as well. Okay. Do want to let everybody know I will be lighting the tree over in Caledonia tomorrow. Christmas in the Village, big event going on over in Caledonia tomorrow. There's going to be a Christmas bazaar from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at 5824 Caledonia Mud Pike Road. Lots of local crafts, crafters, and vendors. 3 o'clock, there's going to be fire truck rides. 3 o'clock, free walking tacos, chocolate-covered strawberries, marshmallows. 4 to 7, Christmas lights, carolers, coffee, hot chocolate, and cookies. 4 p.m., hot chocolate and candy canes. 4:30, kids games. 5 p.m., Santa Claus comes to town. 4:15, Carol Waltz Dance Factory will be performing. 4:30, cookie decorating. 7 p.m., the tree lighting ceremony at the Village Square offices. That's where I'll be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and Lighting the Tree. And apparently there will be carolers there, and the mayor will be there. So it's going to be a big event. It's all free, so come out tomorrow and say hello. I'll be there lighting the tree at 7 p.m., and I thank them for inviting me to do that. 7 p.m., registration for an ugly sweater contest. 8 p.m., judging of coloring ugly sweater and housing lights contest. And also at 7 p.m., a wagon ride to view beautiful house lightings in Caledonia. So that's Christmas in the Village tomorrow, December 4th, in Caledonia. I've never lit a tree before, but I will be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas tomorrow night. So get ready. I'm the new King of Christmas in Caledonia. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, have you gave up on your singing Christmas carols and letting the boss and stuff?
No, I haven't given up on it. As a matter of fact, I sent a message to Primrose because I thought there might be an opening there. I have not heard back from the manager yet or the superintendent of the school district that I was talking to here in Marion. But it is interesting to me that over in Caledonia, it's a wagon ride to see the lights. So this gives me an idea that maybe there's a possibility to do a wagon ride. Maybe we don't have to go out on the main streets here in Marion. Maybe we can just kind of go to the Coliseum and maybe down Fairground Street and do it that way.
You would have to keep the speed slow, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't want to lose anybody in the ride.
Go down the street 25, 30 miles an hour with the wagon on back.
Right, well, we're going to have to do something, though. And again, if any church has a bus that they would like to allow us to use, or anybody knows of anything of that nature, let us know. Call the station here. We'd love to know.
Okay, I was just curious how that was going for you.
Well, we're still waiting.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I still want to do the Christmas tour here in Marion, but we've got to have some way to get around. But tomorrow night in Caledonia, they are going to do the wagon ride. So it's not as if it has not been thought of before to do a wagon ride. Okay. Oh, you know what else I wanted to bring up was on my way to Ontario last night, there is a house. Now, I'm trying to think of where the house was. But it was one of the most beautifully decorated houses with lights I have ever seen. I mean, this house was amazingly decorated for a house. And I'm trying to remember, I think it might have been in Galleon, because I know it was on the way over to Ontario and Mansfield. Has anybody headed over that way and driven through Galleon and seen this house? I mean, it sticks out like nobody's business. It's got lights everywhere, and they're just going off 1,000 miles an hour, and it's really something. Has anybody seen this house? I was so impressed with it last night. But, somebody's messed with it. I think Glenn messes with this microphone, to be honest with you. It seems like every time Glenn's in here, I come back and there's some kind of problem. Okay, now the mic's fixed. Can you tell the difference? Okay, but a beautiful, beautiful house over in, I think it's Galleon. If you go to Ontario from here and you go through Galleon, you're bound to run into this house. I can't remember, though, exactly where the house was. Now, on my list of things I wanted to talk about today, I did write down something here, and now I can't remember. Okay, I remember what it was now. Okay. It left me there for a second. Popped back in. Okay. Also, tomorrow, the Singles Holiday Bash, 6:30 p.m., Harding Hotel Garden Room, Saturday, December the 4th, 267 West Center Street. Bring a gift, $10 minimum, for either a man or a woman. Games, food, and fun. All kinds of stuff going on this weekend. And if you would like to write Santa Claus, Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Still time to do that. All right. Now, does anybody have anything to say about anything we've done this week? We've had some great guests on this week. Does anybody have anything to say about the Warners case? That's always been a topic of discussion. Does anybody have anything to say about the River Valley, I guess, cancer issue the other day? That's always a topic of discussion. Happened 20-something years ago. Or does anybody have anything to say about Mike McGinnis yesterday, who was on? He was recently featured on TLC's My 600-Pound Life, I believe last Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve. So if anybody has anything to say about any of the guests who've been on as of late, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 34 minutes past the hour. You know, I'm still sitting here and thinking of how much I enjoyed Fazoli's last night. The meatball sub and the best, without question, the best breadsticks in the business. Has anybody else ever been over to Fazoli's and had the breadsticks? How's the Christmas shopping coming, by the way? Mine's doing a little better now, so I'm feeling a little better about the whole situation. But how is your Christmas shopping coming? Are you caving in and going with all gift cards? Or are you making it out to the stores? Are you finding the stores busy? You know, I went last night on a Thursday night, and I did not find the stores tremendously busy, which I think was a very, very good thing for me. If anybody's got anything to say, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. 35 minutes past the hour on this getaway Friday. Okie doke. What else is on the agenda here this morning? All right, well, we could do a little Family Feud here. We have about 25 minutes left in this particular segment. Now, this is a kind of a fun category. I don't know where it came from, but let's give it a shot. It's a holiday category. Name a movie star you would invite to Christmas dinner. There are six of these, if I can count right. All right. What movie star would you invite to Christmas dinner? There are six, and they are all living. Has to be a living celebrity. What living celebrity would you invite to Christmas dinner? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see how many entries we can get here in the next 24 minutes. And maybe we'll give away a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Do want to remind our listeners out there that we have several pairs of tickets that have not been picked up yet. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, number one on the list. Now, why does everybody want to invite Brad Pitt over?
I would do that.
Yeah. Now, but do you think he'd be fun at the holidays? Is that the...
I think so.
Okay. I haven't seen him in a movie for a while.
No, I haven't either.
No. But, well, he's number one on the list, oddly enough.
How about that?
I know. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mary gets in. Number one on the list was... Brad Pitt. All right, a movie star that you would invite over for Christmas dinner. A movie star you would invite over for Christmas dinner. Still five left. Now, number one on the list was Brad Pitt. For some reason, unbeknownst to me, but there are still five other people that, people who comprise this list would want to invite over for Christmas dinner. Does anybody know? A movie star that you would want to invite over for Christmas dinner. Can anybody name a movie star? And they all are living. And oddly enough, I know every one of these people. They are not obscure names. 740-383-9944. A movie star that you would want to invite over for Christmas dinner. A movie star to invite over for Christmas dinner. Go ahead, caller.
Am I the only one that's listening?
Must be. The whole...
If you have Brad Pitt, you have to have George Clooney.
George Clooney. George Clooney did not make the list.
No George Clooney.
No, apparently he's not friendly like Brad Pitt, I guess.
I guess not.
Thank you.
All right.
A movie star that you would like to invite over for Christmas dinner. Brad Pitt is number one. George Clooney does not make the list for whatever reason. You know, George Clooney's father comes from right around the Kentucky, Cincinnati area. I would think he would be a fun one to bring over for Christmas dinner. A movie star you would invite to Christmas dinner. That is the Family Feud category this morning. Brad Pitt is number one. There are still five other answers. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. 39 minutes past the hour. A movie star you would invite over for Christmas dinner. Go ahead, caller.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, you've got it, Bob. And it might be trouble if you get Brad and Jennifer because I think they're divorced.
Right.
I know. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
Bob is exactly right. Jennifer Aniston was number four on the list. But I don't think you would want to invite Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston to the same Christmas party because they are not together anymore. Might cause a problem. What movie star would you want to invite to Christmas dinner? We've got Brad Pitt, and we've got Jennifer Aniston. But there are still four other answers. Big-time movie stars. Who would you want to invite to Christmas dinner? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to these questions? We'd love to hear it. Let's see. Who has zoo tickets that they need to pick up here? Let's pull those out over here for a second. Okay. We've got Brian and Pat and Judy C. and Todd and Phyllis. And who else do we have here? Pat and Tammy, I guess. Well, maybe Tammy picked hers up. Okay, so we've got Pat, Brian, Judy C., Todd. Oh, and Phyllis gave hers to Sean. So we'll set those aside here. Okay. So, what movie star, what Hollywood movie star would you want to invite over for Christmas dinner? Does anybody know the answer here? 740-383-9944. Marion Bob so far in the competition. Maybe we just don't know a lot of movie stars. Maybe that's our problem with this particular category. We've got Brad Pitt. We've got Jennifer Aniston. And we've got four... Yeah, four. We've still got four names left to go. Who's a big movie star that you would want to invite over for Christmas dinner? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. You know, it could be that people just don't watch the movies anymore. We just don't know the movie stars. Although, Mary and Bob did okay. They got Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston. Does anybody know a movie star who you would want to invite over for Thanksgiving? No, I'm saying Thanksgiving. Now, why am I stuck in Thanksgiving? Christmas dinner. I'm going to have to write that down so I don't mess that up. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I would have Adam Sandler come see mine.
Adam Sandler, very funny guy. Adam Sandler doesn't make the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No Adam Sandler on the list. How about that? A movie star you would want to invite over to Christmas dinner. Brad Pitt was number one. Jennifer Aniston was number four. And there are still four other answers. Does anybody have a movie star? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you were having Christmas dinner and you had to invite a movie star over, who would it be? Or whom would it be? Go ahead, caller.
How about Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise does not make the list.
Really?
No, no Tom Cruise.
Come and jump on my couch or the chair.
You see, people don't want Tom Cruise over because he's going to destroy the furniture.
Oh, well, that's true.
Can't have him over.
But,
all right,
you know, he can run around in his underwear.
Well, yeah,
that is a good scene, you know.
What movie was that?
What movie was that? Judy? Tom Cruise in his underwear.
Tom Cruise in his underwear.
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah, I don't even know what movie that was. I know it's a famous scene.
It's a famous scene. It's a great dance scene. But I can't remember.
What an... He wasn't just in his underwear. What, didn't he have a shirt on?
No, he had a shirt on.
Yeah.
And his underwear.
And his underwear.
And, you know, he just, like, slid across the floor.
I don't think it was a holiday movie, was it?
No.
No. No. That's not really a holiday theme. I know. Well, hey...
Yeah,
we'll keep trying. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. What Hollywood movie star would you invite over for Christmas dinner? Not Tom Cruise, apparently. We've got Brad Pitt. We've got Jennifer Aniston. And there are still four names left. A Hollywood movie star that you would invite over for Christmas dinner. And I had to cross out anything else there and write the word Christmas in so I did not say Thanksgiving again. 45 minutes past the hour. A Hollywood movie star you'd invite over for Christmas dinner. Go ahead, caller.
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is number two.
Now, all right.
Yeah, I thought that would be an easy... I thought everybody would want to have old Tom Hanks over for Christmas dinner.
Well... I don't know. Tom Cruise would run around in his underwear. I don't think Tom Hanks would. But
we're hung up on this underwear thing, aren't we?
Yeah, I like the underwear thing.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. All right. Mary gets in again. Yes, Tom Hanks was number two on the list. I thought somebody would call in and grab that one. A Hollywood movie star that you would want to invite over for Christmas dinner. Brad Pitt, number one. Tom Hanks, number 2. Jennifer Aniston, number 4. But there are still 3 left. And they are big Hollywood movie stars. Does anybody know the 3 that are still left on the list? A movie star you would invite to Christmas dinner. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
The movie that Tom Cruise made that wonderful scene in was Risky Business.
Risky Business.
Yeah. And I was thinking maybe Julia Roberts.
You know what? Julia Roberts is on the list. She is America's sweetheart, Julia Roberts.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Julia Roberts on the list. Absolutely. Julia Roberts comes in at number 3 above Jennifer Aniston. How about that? Go ahead, caller.
My personal favorite, the hottest man alive, Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. Now, what movie is he in?
Magic Mike 1, 2, and about to be 3. What else? What was that one? The one with the girl.
The one with the girl. Well, that narrows it right down.
I knew you were going to say that.
The one with the girl. I think I saw that one last night.
I've seen a couple of them, but I don't remember. There's that one where he's trying to get his kid, like custody of his kid. There's the one where he, what's the one where he goes off to the service and then she hooks up with somebody else?
I don't know. That sounds like real life.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a bunch of good ones.
No Channing. Apparently, people don't want Channing Tatum over for list. But
they don't want him. Send him my way.
Yeah, but you know what? This list has taken an ugly turn because it seems.
I want to do like 4 or 5, but I know how you are, Mr. One at a Time.
Well, no, I'm just saying people get angry at me.
What about Denzel Washington?
Who?
Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington is on the list.
I was
going to
say, if he ain't on that list, take that list. Crumble it up and throw it out the window.
No, Denzel Washington.
The creme de la creme of acting.
Yeah, Denzel Washington is on the list at number 5. Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. All right, the list is a movie star you would want to invite over for Christmas dinner. That's the category. We've got 5 of the 6 so far. Number 1 was Brad Pitt. Number 2 was Tom Hanks. Number 3 was Julia Roberts. Number 4 was Jennifer Aniston. Oh, thank you. Number 5 was Denzel Washington. Still one left. Go ahead, caller.
Angelina Jolie.
Now, do you really want Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie at your Christmas dinner?
Yeah, I could referee.
Might be a Christmas disaster.
Well, but it'd be entertaining.
No, Angelina Jolie. I don't think she's the type of person you invite over for Christmas dinner.
Well, that's probably true.
Yeah, you know Jennifer Aniston. She's America's sweetheart.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, not Angelina Jolie. I guess she does not fall in that particular category. All right, we've got Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts. Now, see, I think Julia Roberts is probably more America's sweetheart in the movie business. Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington coming in at number 5. Still one left. Go ahead, caller.
Keanu Reeves.
Who's that?
Keanu Reeves.
No, Keanu Reeves on the list. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Yep, no Keanu Reeves. Oh, I'd like to invite Donna Reed over. Yeah, she's not on the list. You know, no. The other night I watched Miracle on 34th Street, and boy, that the original version, Maureen O'Hara, is a fantastic actress. Fantastic. Go ahead, caller.
What about Nicole Kidman?
Nicole Kidman, hey, that's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess. No Nicole Kidman on the list. All right, we've got Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington. One name left. A movie star you'd want to have over to Christmas dinner. Go ahead, caller.
Steve Martin.
Oh, that's a really good one. Steve Martin. Not on the list, but I'd be with you on Steve Martin. He'd provide the entertainment.
Yes.
Thank you. Gosh, he's quite a banjo player. Steve Martin. Absolutely. That's a great guess. Now, all these people are living. You know, it'd be interesting, though, if we had a list of living and dead people. because I wonder, you know, I bet people like John Wayne and Bing Crosby and Bob Hope and people of that nature would appear on this list if it was living and dead. But Cedric the Entertainer, invite him over for Thanksgiving. Why not? Jack Benny would be great at Christmas dinner, not Thanksgiving dinner. Christmas dinner. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about Morgan Freeman?
You know, Morgan Freeman, that's a great guess. He's not on the list, though, oddly enough.
And the movie with Channing Tatum that, I forget who the woman was.
Sarah.
About, but that movie was called Dear John.
Dear John.
Yes. Where he
goes off to...
With a gal, and then he takes off and...
So he goes off to war.
He comes back. It's called Dear John.
You know, I honestly don't think I've ever seen a movie that Channing Tatum has been in.
Magic Mike wasn't bad. It's more people in their underwear.
You know, what is that? I mean, this list has taken a very interesting turn.
I know.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I don't know. I haven't seen any of those movies. All right. It's a movie star. Actually, that's what the category says. Movie star you would invite to Christmas dinner. And I did not write this list. But we've got Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington, and one name left. And the person is living. It's a living person. 740-383-9944. A movie star you would invite to Christmas dinner. I know it's kind of hard now. We've went through a lot of movie stars here. Five of them are on the list. One still remains. Go ahead, caller.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. That's a great guess. Not on the list, but a very good guess.
Thanks.
Eddie Murphy would be very entertaining as well. Eddie Murphy, not on the list. It is a living person, though. A movie star you would invite to Christmas dinner. So you've got Brad Pitt, you've got Tom Hanks, you've got Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington. Who is the missing person? Go ahead, caller.
Robert Downey Jr.
Not Robert Downey Jr., but that's a good guess. Not Robert Downey Jr. at Christmas dinner. Huh. You know, if I give a movie, it'll give it away. So I'm not going to give the hint yet. We're gonna stall this out. We've got about 6 minutes left here. So far, we've got Mary, Bob, Pat, and Sarah in the competition. Go ahead, caller.
How about Matt McConaughey?
Matt McConaughey, not on the list, but very big star.
Okay.
Matt McConaughey, no, not on the list. Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington, and one left to go. Who are you inviting over for Christmas dinner? Go ahead, caller.
Dr. Phil.
Well, he could straighten all those people out, couldn't he?
Yeah,
he's not on the list, but a good guess.
All right,
he'd just come right over and fix all the problems. Yeah, Dr. Phil at Thanksgiving dinner. Good guess. Why not? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, how about Betty White?
Oh, Betty White. How she didn't make this list, I'll never know, but she's not on the list.
Not on the list, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Yep. No Martha Stewart. Now, she could just make the whole dinner for you. You just have to sit in the other room there. No Martha Stewart on the list. No Betty White. You know, probably Betty White is not considered a movie star. I think this list is big-time movie stars. Dan Aykroyd'd be good. Not on the list, though. He's definitely a movie star. Go ahead, caller.
How about The Rock?
Oh, there's a big... Who's a bigger movie star right now than The Rock? Not on the list, though.
Okay.
Good guess, though. Boy, I tell you, he's become a... I am honestly... Well, I guess I'm not surprised, but boy, The Rock is on everything. I think he's just about surpassed everybody at the box office. Even Tom Hanks at this particular point. Oh, why not? Why not? Go ahead, caller.
Well, also, is this gentleman's father just passed away after being 100 years old, Michael Douglas.
Douglas, absolutely. Not on the list.
He just passed away, and he was 100-something. That would be a good answer. I mean, there's a legendary actor and a legendary family.
Yeah, no Michael Douglas, though. Good guess.
Can you give us a clue, male or female, black or white? Can you do that for us?
You know what? With 4 minutes left, I'll let people... It's a man.
Okay, can you go black or white? Or
no, no, I'm not going to give ethnicity.
Okay, okay, no. So it's a gentleman. Okay, well, I was a good guess. I'll look for something else. Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you. The pastor's been laying some good ones in here. Tom Selleck, and who was the other one you said? Allie McGraw. No. They'd be a good guess, wouldn't they, though? Tom Selleck does those great... Well, I bet they don't consider Tom Selleck a movie star, even though he's had some movies. I bet they consider him a TV star. I bet they probe. Well, he was in that Three Men and a Baby, though. That was a big hit when it was out. Go ahead, caller.
Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith. That's a big one. You're right. Not on the list, though. No, somebody guessed Adam Sandler early on. Not Adam Sandler. And it is a man. Who's that?
Goldie Hawn.
Oh, well, why not Goldie Hawn? Yeah. And Meg Ryan would be good. Go ahead, caller.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, that's a good one. Clint Eastwood. Not on the list. Definitely a movie star, though, and definitely still with us. Not David Spade. Funny guy, though. Interesting. Movie star you'd invite to Christmas dinner. Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, Jennifer Aniston, Denzel Washington, and one more. Who are we missing with 3 minutes left to go here? Then we're going to draw for a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Go ahead, caller.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, Tyler Perry. Who's bigger than him right now? Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Larry the Cable Guy. He's had a few hits. Not on the list. This last name, I thought, it's not an obscure name. Everybody would know the name, but I can see why it may be a little difficult. Go ahead, caller.
Here you go, Scott. Did somebody say Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Nobody said the former governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Nope. No Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's a good answer.
No, not a bad answer, but I don't know if you'd want him over for Thanksgiving. Or Christmas.
Well,
I said Thanksgiving.
He knows where the location is because he comes to Columbus a lot, so he knows the area.
He certainly does. No Arnold, though.
How about his buddy Sylvester Stallone?
No, I knew you were going. No Sylvester Stallone either.
Okay. That's about it. I'm out of ideas.
Okay, thank you.
A lot of good guesses.
A lot of good guesses. And all these people are still with us. A big-time movie star you'd invite over for Christmas dinner. It's a man, and that's all that's left on this list. 2 minutes left to go. Go ahead, caller.
How about Sidney Poitier?
Oh, Sidney Poitier. I'd love to have Sidney Poitier over.
Yeah,
what a,
me too.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great movies there, In the Heat of the Night. And
yeah.
Oh, what's the other? He's a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Great movie. Not Sidney Poitier, though. Well, somebody guess Matthew McConaughey. Not Matthew McConaughey. Oh, Chevy Chase. Yeah, Chevy Chase not on the list. No, I'm trying to think of what's a hint I could give away here that would not totally give it away. If I say a movie, it's going to give it away because he's mostly the star of every movie he's been in. Go ahead, caller.
Will Ferrell.
Oh, not Will Ferrell. No, good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Will Ferrell. Certainly we see a lot of Will Ferrell this time of year with Elf and things of that nature, but no, not Will Ferrell. My goodness. Let's see. Oh, maybe this person's got the answer. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Here's a good guess, Scott. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. Well, I think if this list was made in 1992, that might work, but not today.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think of some. I still like Michael Douglas. I'd like to have him over.
It's a big movie star, no doubt about it.
Well, Michael Douglas is pretty big. Okay, well, I'll keep trying. Thank you.
Okay. I'll tell you what. This person, in my mind, is kind of like a Matthew McConaughey, kind of like a Michael Douglas, kind of like that sort of movie star more than any other. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Hello? I can hear you. Hello?
How about that Chevy guy? What's his name? Was Chevy Chase?
Oh, Chevy Chase? No Chevy Chase.
Thanks.
Thank you. What was his name? Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis. Now, this was considered, I think he, even though he's not all that young anymore, he's still considered like a Tom Cruise-ish type of guy, really, is what this guy, you could probably fit these two in interchangeably. Go ahead, caller.
Who's that one that played in Braveheart?
Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
No, not Mel Gibson. No, he said some things that I don't think people would want him over for Christmas dinner.
Like what?
He said some things that people did not like a few years ago.
I'm gonna have to Google that.
Yeah, I think he's back though now. I think he's been able to come back, which is good.
Matt Broderick?
No, not Matthew Broderick. That's a good guess though.
Okay.
No, it's a Tom Cruise type of movie star, and this person really was never big on television. They've only been big in the movies. It's a name people would know. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
I think I got it, Scott.
Okay.
Somebody say Harrison Ford.
No, not Harrison Ford. No.
Well, I don't. Somebody. I'm sure somebody said Tom Cruise. I mean, that's the most.
They did say it's a Tom Cruise type.
Okay. Harrison Ford's about it. I'm out of guesses.
All right.
I think me and others have thought of some good ones.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We are going to. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to draw yet for the Columbus Zoo tickets. We'll do two drawings at 1 o'clock today. The pastor spot will be on when this show is over in just a few minutes at 11:15, and then we will come back at 12:15, and we'll continue this. So think about who this star might be. Go ahead, caller.
Robert Redford.
Not Robert Redford. Another good guess, though.
Okay.
No Robert Redford. All right, we're going to break, come back with the pastor spot. But be thinking, a movie star you'd want to invite to Christmas dinner, and we'll reconvene on that at 12:15.
Smoke had encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.